Hey, I'm Dean.
And I'm Derek, and welcome to Under Your Roof.
And In Your Backyard.
With Dean and Derek.
So, Derek, where can people get us?
Oh, you can get us at contactus at deanandderek.com. That's our email address. Or we're on Facebook, Dean.
Dean and Derek.
This is exciting. Isn't it exciting to hear
you? No, it's like we have to be repetitive because somebody who might just have tuned in for the first time might not know who the heck we are.
Yeah, well, actually, if you don't know who we are, we're two dysfunctional cousins who talk about home improvement and bringing value to your home, but we do end up talking a lot about my cousin Dean.
Because I have issues and everybody picks on me.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. Now, listen, we're talking about what today, Dean?
Me.
No, we're not talking about you.
No.
We're talking about something that's very similar to you. Comes in comes in many different colors.
Many different forms, depending on the weather.
Yes, depending on the weather. And it can beautify an area.
Yes.
There we go. We're talking about mulch today. And look it, my cousin, every week my cousin says this to me. He goes, our topics sound so boring.
It's they like, do. Our world but, is boring you know, it's not. Over the radio.
Well, the title might sound boring, but it's not boring, Dean, because
so
you know the things we have
right
to
now,
talk about today.
I got to listen. I'm not going to listen to these guys. They're going to talk for 45 minutes about tree bark.
No, it is a lot more than tree bark.
Well, what is mulch then,
Yeah,
Derek?
You got to say that with the Boston accent. Tree bark.
Tree bark.
Tree bark.
What is mulch, Derek?
Well, mulch is a ground covering that you use in planting beds and other areas that you don't want to grow grass. But you have many more options than just your typical wood-chipped mulch, you know, all the different colors, the black, the brown, the cinnamon.
So it's a larger world than what people typically think about mulch.
Exactly. So you judge it. You've always judged mulch. You've always judged it.
All right. You know why I've judged mulch?
Why?
Because it spits those pores on my yellow farmhouse
that you can't get off.
And we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that. But when we were shooting the TV show, which, by the way, folks, we shot several years with Scripps Networks on DIY Network and HGTV. Remember whenever we were getting to the beauty shot, you know, that last day?
The last touch was the mulch.
The last touch was the mulch. And all of a sudden, the mulch comes in. Everybody's spreading it. Everybody's making everything look nice. And all of a sudden, people on the job go, oh, look how beautiful this design is. Look how beautiful this job is. You're like, because the mulch came in.
It's like the icing on the cake.
Well, it also is like foundation for women's makeup. It hides all the flaws.
Right. Well, right. He said women, men wear foundation. My cousin's a male chauvinist for you women out there, because I would say it's a foundation for both men and women.
Why would you pick
but
that
you had
fight
to pick
with
up
me?
Women
Why would you pick that fight
flaws.
With me?
Listen. I'm a modern
you
man.
You wear makeup.
I am a modern
man. You wear
man.
Makeup. That's what's going on here. Let's not go back to those days at the Mac table when we had to find foundation for in front of the camera.
It just did not work for us, did it?
No, it did
just
not.
Just did not work. You All know, right, the other thing, though, mulch does, and we'll get specific on this because I think we can add a lot of information to this topic. It does serve certain functions, too. It's not just decorative.
No, that absolutely serves it. Well, you know, one of the main functions, go for it. You know what it is.
The main function is the mulch?
Yeah.
To help prevent weeds. It keeps moisture on your plant.
The moisture on the plants right there.
A lot it of It helps prevent weeds, though.
It does help prevent weeds, but also keeping moisture there for the plants is very important.
Yes.
And that's why you don't want to go thin with mulch. You always want to go at least 2 inches. Don't go 3 to 4 because then you're going to start create mold and all that other stuff. And by the way, how many times have you driven by a landscape place, Dean, and you see these big piles and they're steaming?
Yes.
Because there's bacteria in there.
Yes.
And some of them, in a hot day, can light on fire.
Right. But you've seen that. The flip side of that, too, though, it does help keep roots of delicate plants.
Yeah.
Moist and warm and against the temperatures and right. So it holds water, which helps.
And also, anybody living in the winter areas like us here in the upper, in the northeast and all that, you know, mulch is excellent to put down in late fall and cover any of the plants you want to protect and insulate through that winter.
So let's start with natural wood.
Well, before we get to there, can we just talk about what the mulch options are so people know where we're going? Because I don't think a lot of people understand stone mulch and glass mulch and
the rubberized tire recycled.
There's a lot of options out there. And if it really, folks, any color that you want to think about, you can find a mulch option. So mulch isn't just about like a wood product. or wood chip.
But most
product.
People think about that.
They do. And that's the first thing we'll talk about. So let's talk about that first. Because you and I would use black mulch all the time. And by the way, all mulches have a dye.
Yes.
They do. To give you that specific color. That does not mean
but it's not toxic.
It's not toxic at all. Excuse me. It's not toxic at all. But that dye can get in your hands. It can get on the your driveway. Remember, someone ordered 5 yards of black mulch, cobblestone driveway, dumped it right on the driveway. And the person called up and said, excuse me,
my cobblestone's black.
So always put a tarp down whenever you're getting that mulch delivered on a driveway or any paving or anything like that.
Remember that stuff in San Francisco? Gorilla? What did they call it? It was like a, it looked like gorilla hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It was something we never saw. That was the great thing about the TV show, traveling around the country. You work with products you never saw before.
In regions that you would never work in.
It was gorilla?
It was. It almost looked like straw, or hay that was interwoven.
I'll remember it like in 7 shows from now.
Yeah, that's great. And you'll talk about it then when it's not
important. Exactly, I will.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, really, you and I would always use black mulch, or even the dark brown mulches are awesome. You know, the people we work with, the JF Price Company and Plymouth Quarries, they make their own dark mulch.
Out of ground up trees, stumps, and things like that. You know, you have to be careful, though, because there are some mulches that they'll take like construction product and grind it up.
Really?
I've heard that.
Not our guys.
No. But I've heard that like sometimes they have leftover wood on jobs and stuff and they throw it through.
What do you mean? Like PVC? I mean like pressure treated stuff?
Whatever.
Really?
You just have, not with reputable companies, but you have to be careful. You really want it, when you go purchase mulch, make sure you buy from a reputable company and you know exactly what you're getting.
You know,
I've heard horror stories of people finding like nails and stuff in their mulch.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
I know. So, you know, you have to make sure you buy from reputable companies.
At the facility we work at, you know, there's a recycle pile. There's a pile that you have leaves come in, you have tree and branch come in, you have bush brush come in, and then all of that gets ground up. And
for mulch, though. The leaves and stuff they use for compost.
Yeah, they use for compost, right. But I mean, you know, there's
a matter of fact, every morning.
Yes,
Gene. You know how I like sometimes going to the bathroom outside?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I go into the leaf compost pile.
That's great.
Because I am creating compost naturally.
For the compost mix.
Yes.
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 Right.
And I think that helps. So all of you who.
That's great.
It works.
That's awesome.
The acidic mixed with the acidity.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get fired. That's all I can tell you right now.
No, I'm just kidding. You know why?
No, you're not.
No, I am. I'm kidding. We're on the stone section. We're not near the compost pile.
Our options where we are at.
No.
We're our options for.
Can we just stop for a second?
What? What?
My wife is not happy with me.
You say that every show.
No, but she's really not happy.
Why? What'd you do now?
Because I've let her listen to some of these shows.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
You know that your marriage therapist said, do not share the podcast with your wife.
Exactly.
Why did you guys have me called into that last session? I didn't like
so
it.
So do you? I don't think I'm doing anything that would tick her off.
No. It's just that you're
but
not.
But she's getting ticked off.
You know what she said the other day?
What?
She said, what happened to the man that used to write me 12-page love letters? I'm like, he's right there across the table. That's him. That's him bloated.
You might find him out by the compost pile.
That's him in your backyard peeing under the arborvitae. That's him bloated over there eating whatever he wants.
All right. I'm not going to let her listen. Don't go to the bathroom in the compost pile. It was a joke,
yes,
okay?
Thank you.
That's the other thing we'll talk about next show.
Jokes.
You can't joke around anymore.
Yeah, okay, Dean.
All right. That's so right. Let's go to our mulch pile.
Our options are black mulch, dark brown mulch,
natural.
They're all natural.
Red.
Red. We do have a red. I'm not crazy about that red.
Some people love it.
Guys,
love
if you
it.
Love the red and ladies, you love the red, that's fine. We do have a cinnamon mulch. I thought that was a really good option this year.
Is that new? I haven't seen that.
It's new. It's in that last bin to the right.
Really?
Yes, it's called cinnamon. It's somewhere between that dark brown and the red. It's neat. Then you have hemlock.
Yep.
You have hemlock. You also have pine chips, you know, that are bigger.
That's all the natural. That's really natural.
You'll see them in the kids' playgrounds and
or,
all that.
Or for those of you who have a large tree cut down in your house, a lot of times they'll take the what do you call the things that grind it? Why did I go blank?
The grinder.
Chipper.
The chipper or the grinder.
They'll take the chipper and they'll just chip
leave
out.
It, yeah.
You're right. And they'll just use
take
it.
Take a stump
you know?
Down, all
and
that stuff.
And that works fine, too.
But then we also have... We also have...
Well, let's go. Let's just stay on the wood.
Then there's
stuff
stone
first.
Options.
Right, but
there's
we'll
glass
go to that
options.
Next.
Yes, okay,
but
all right.
The one thing you have to understand
yep.
when you buy these colored mulches...
Go ahead.
The color doesn't last.
Well, no, but I mean, it's a great start. And, you know, you have to refresh it. But, you know,
it
the
truth... It fades after a while.
It does, but you know what the truth is? If your mulch is starting to not look that great, just take a rake and hit it, and that brings back some color.
No, I know it does.
That's
but And
true.
The other thing I learned, because when I spoke about the spore thing,
yeah.
like, darker mulches are attracted to lighter, sunnier environments.
Yeah.
My yellow farmhouse... And I never knew this, and I was mulching for years. We did it in our designs and everything.
Right, right.
That if you don't remove old mulch every few years, what happens is these spores start to be attracted to lighter colored things like my house.
It's like an alien movie.
It is, but
that,
I noticed all these little black dots. You can't see them from the street.
I
but
saw
you have
them
to
on
look
your
close.
House.
You can't get them off.
They look disgusting.
It's from the mulch.
The front of your house has looked disgusting, and you need to
That's
scrub those off.
You can't. You absolutely can't.
I know. I've
you
seen
can't.
That. Yeah, you can't.
So what I decided to do...
They're very small,
do,
though.
No, they are.
They're small.
But if you have a lighter color house, and you don't remove the mulch every couple of years...
Good point.
You will have that.
Yep.
I've decided... To use other products that we'll talk about. But that's one thing with mulch that you should be aware of. Technically, people who supply it or landscape scapers will tell you every 2 or 3 years you have to get the old mulch
off.
Get
the stuff out of there. That's true. And, you know, I was just thinking about this. You and I have consistently talked about some commercial applications, but mainly residential. There's a lot of people that live in urban settings.
Yes.
You know? And they actually will buy bags of mulch for certain potted...
It's easier.
You know, plants or gardens, rooftop gardens or balcony. You know, mulch isn't just for everybody, you know, south of Boston and north of Boston and anywhere that's not in a city. It's for any area that needs protection for whatever plants or herbs or gardens that you're trying to grow. So it really is a universal product.
And you should feel good about it because it's not like these big companies go into the forest, cut down trees to make mulch.
No, it's
trees that have fallen down in the winter months and, you know, storm damage and things. So they're recycling product and they're using it for a decorative thing.
Right.
And it functions, it serves a purpose for your plants like we talked about.
It totally does. But, you know, it's funny when we did do our designs and had our reveal for... The reveal days on the TV show, when that mulch came in, like I said before, it was just like, wow, that brought it all together.
And you know the coolest thing? It's common now, back, but when we were doing the show, remember the big trucks that would show up and we'd have like, we'd have 45 minutes of daylight to where we had to do the reveal shot for indoors out.
Right.
They'd show up with that truck that you shoot
the
mulch out
of it. Oh, yeah, they
shoot
the mulch out of it, yeah.
That is so cool.
That is pretty cool.
So if you do have a big commercial building you own or a large house, there are companies that instead of having guys with a dump truck dumping a pile of mulch on your driveway and using wheelbarrows, they shoot it now through
these. Okay, here's a couple of tips about mulch, by the way. The best way to move mulch...
You didn't like that point at all. You just cut me off.
No, I thought it was good. I'm just moving on.
You're just moving... Okay, go ahead.
I said, yeah, great. Okay, let's move on. Let's add to it.
Okay,
you are so sensitive.
No, go ahead.
I'm glad you're in therapy.
That's fine.
So the best way to move mulch, if you're a homeowner and you have piles of it, is with a pitchfork. A lot of people use a shovel, and it's not the right thing. A pitchfork will grab gobs of mulch, and also you can spread it better that way. Of course, a good wheelbarrow and all that. But here's rule of thumb with coverage. Rule of thumb, a yard of mulch will cover 80 square feet at 2 inches thick. Right?
Right.
Usually. Close to three, actually. 80 square feet at about 3 inches thick. So if you're going to break that down, you're somewhere around 240 square feet for an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you wanted to do 240 square feet at 2 inches, then you need 2 yards.
And 2 inches is a good place to start.
2 inches is good.
Because sometimes people do a skim coat.
Right.
And other times they do so much.
Right.
Like the new thing with this landscape design, you ever see where they plant a tree and they do this pile of mulch from the root? Right. And that's not good because it causes root rot.
Right.
And also up against the trunk, you're causing rot.
Hey, by the way.
And you're encouraging insects sometimes when you do
that's
too much
true.
Of
but
it.
Then a lot of the moisture can't get through that thick mulch and get down to that tree. Because when you're planting a tree, folks, not that we're talking about trees today, but let's just give a tip on that one. You know, you have to put that hose on a very small pressure, you know, like a drip,
mm-hmm.
and create a channel around that tree and just let that drip for those, for, you know, maybe 20 minutes a day for that first week or so, because you have to get that root ball just saturated.
And if you have too much mulch around that root ball,
you can't
ball,
do it.
The water's not going
to
get to
it. Or a lot
it.
Of people just turn the hose on really strong and they're like, oh, I'm watering the tree. Well, it's not getting down
no.
to the root ball because it's just turning into runoff and it's running down to the smaller plants that aren't so deep.
Right.
So anyway, that's one of the
so
things.
So mulch is, you know what? Mulch is technical. It really is. It's. It,
I think it's
people
technical.
Drive by, you see a house, especially the springtime, it gets new mulch. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
But it serves a purpose.
Yeah.
It's decorative, but it serves a purpose.
Okay, so if you're not going to go with a wood mulch and you want to go with stone, it is very colorful. I mean, let's look at the options.
Let's pick the stone, though, please.
Okay, pick a stone.
This bothers me.
Go ahead. A lot bothers you. Go ahead.
No, when people get crushed stone,
yeah.
stone that we put through the crusher,
yeah.
sharp, pointy, angly stone,
yeah.
and use that as decorative mulch, that bugs me.
Why does that bug you?
Because it's the wrong product. Crushed stone is used for like the base of concrete pours and
yeah.
You know what? It doesn't look good.
It's cheap.
Okay.
I can see that. But you know what? There are some crushed stones that are really very colorful in a different way. But you and I like
the crushed bluestone.
Yeah.
But and it still doesn't work for
no,
me.
No, there's a crush. And there's also that pink, you know, that pink granite we have? That's a crushed pink granite, and the right application, that could work.
Yeah, like what house? What house are you going to put?
I was thinking,
pink,
you know,
crushed, like a gingerbread house. What kind of house are you going to put? That, you know what? I'm calling you out on that. Yeah, listen, come down to the Plymouth Quarries. We have a special on crushed pink stone. You can put it in front of any house, and it will
you
look great.
You could totally use that in front of like a gray contemporary house or
yeah,
something
sure.
like that.
Yeah,
yeah sure. Yeah, sure.
You know those houses on the vineyard?
Yeah.
The houses on the vineyard, the yep. gingerbread houses, you can put pink
crushed
crush
stone right there. There you go. You'd be surprised. I was surprised when I was looking at it the other day because we just got that on our website, Phase 2, all the decorative stones.
Right. And you know
I ignored the pink stone, and then I saw it, and I was like, I got to think different
yeah,
about this
but
one.
You know what? I'm talking about personal choices.
Yeah, and your personal
I
choices.
I just don't like the crushed stone thing because we grew up using crushed stone for the base of the
right.
pool decks we poured with your dad,
right.
or if we were doing a French drain or dry well, right?
Right.
And I think that because it's a big, wide open world now with all the other product options, I like a stone that mimics a river rock or looks like, you know,
well,
with their natural
right, now,
rounded
that's
edges.
Where I want
that
it. That, I'm dying to talk about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Because river rock, you know, is one of my favorites.
Yes.
And there's so many different options with the river rock. And folks, when we say river rock, what we're talking about is something that's a rounder stone. It's
softened edges.
Yeah.
It's not pointy,
it's not
sharp
crushed,
edges like
no,
crushed.
And you'll find some incredible colors. And also, you can get it in all the different sizes. See, that's the thing. Here we are now going to the stone mulch. We have 3/8 inch. We have 3/4, 1/2 inch. We have 3/4 inch. We have 1.5 inch. We have 3 to 5 inch. And we even have that 6 inch.
Right.
We call them potatoes. But we have all those incredible colors because the riverbed colors, it's just like what you would find at the bottom of a riverbed.
So for someone driving in the car right now listening to us,
yep.
they're saying, okay, let me think about this. You have all these different sizes of rounded river rock. How the heck do you get all these different sizes? When you go to the places where they get the stone,
yep.
is it all broken up where, that's the 3/8 section?
Yeah, it is. It's all organized.
Yeah, it's right. totally organized.
It's right? organized in huge bins. Why? What?
No, I'm talking about where they're actually core. The way they get those different sizes
yes.
is the way they screen the stone.
Oh, I thought
so
you didn't know
big,
they were
no,
organized
like,
that way.
You're walking
I was
on
like,
a
what's wrong
no.
with you? You sell this stuff.
No, but like, you know what? When I was younger in the business and stuff, I remember going with your dad to the quarries and seeing all these different stones. I'm like, is that like, do they get-
They sort
like,
it.
They sort-
All right, have you ever seen a- All right,
screener,
folks, have you ever
that,
seen
I mean,
a sorter?
I think that'd be interesting
a
screen,
yeah,
people.
Have you ever seen one of those machines? Really? That's not a cheap machine.
No.
You know- Really, you have to have land, the right equipment to load that machine, and then you know those machines. Oh, and not only the ones that you know shake like a
salt and pepper shake.
Yeah, like that. But those other big ones with the conveyor belts.
Yeah,
and
huge.
They just dump all the stone in the middle, and six conveyor belts
right.
come out. That's worth like what $1 million.
Right. So the way
that
they separate
one?
The stone is the screeners have different screens for
yes.
different size
right.
stone. So as the stone goes through it, they just dump a big pile of stone in
yep.
it. And then the smaller screens, the 3/8 drops, the 3/4 does
it. See, like, if I was going to categorize myself as a riverbed stone, I'd totally be 1.5 inches because that's a popular stone. You'd be a 5-inch stone.
Yeah, I'd be 3.
You'd be that 3 to 5
inch. I'd be 3 to 5.
Yeah, you'd be that big stone that everyone trips over.
Exactly, and then they're it makes a statement.
It totally makes a statement.
But you know what? It is interesting because when you go to supply places like the Plymouth Quarries and other places like that, you look at the pricing, and if you don't understand, people think because it's just decorative stone that there's a lot of work and processing
to get that to that point.
Exactly. Right. So that's why the price varies on different products.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, for example, the two colors that we have, and those are only...
You say pink, I'm out of here.
I've already talked about the pink. Okay, I'm not afraid to talk about pink stone.
That's good.
That's good.
You're a male chauvinist, obviously. You proved it earlier.
Yeah.
So you're trying to make up with the pink.
Well, I'm looking right at your foundation stuff right there. Because we're on radio, Dean. We're not on TV. the two colors that we're working with right now are slate gray and desert brown. Right?
And the natural's back.
The natural came back.
The natural came back.
The natural is a true riverbed stone, which is a multicolored stone.
And
very
so
natural
it, but
looking.
But the slate gray is too, and
the
so
slate
is in the
gray
desert.
Is gorgeous. When you get onto our Facebook page, you'll see photos of this. The slate gray has these incredible grays and charcoals and then whites in there.
Mm-hmm.
When that came in, I was like, wow, I have that in the front of my house now. I got rid of all the mulch by the front door, and I did all 3/8 inch slate gray. That way, it looks really nice. I'm not tracking mulch into the house,
and it works great.
It works great.
The thing is, though,
because my house is red, so it's a nice contrast.
Weed fabric.
I did. I'm not a big fan of the weed fabric, though, but I did. I put the weed fabric.
Has it worked?
Yeah, it has.
But why aren't you a fan of weed fabric?
Well, I think the thing about the weed fabric is I think it's marketed wrongly. I think a lot of people, and maybe you folks, you know, you tell me what you think about this. I think they think that it's going to solve the whole weed problem, but the truth is it really solves that problem when you have roots or things growing from underneath that are coming up. It will block that. But we both know weeds come from the top.
Right.
Because seeds get blown all over the place. So just because you have a weed, you know, fabric down and 1 to 2 inches of a decorative stone mulch, that doesn't mean dirt's not going to get there. That doesn't mean moisture's not going to get in there.
So,
and you know, there's going to be weeds. I have to pull up some weeds from time to time.
Yeah, but it's not as crazy as like the left side of my house right now. I've been so busy.
Yeah.
You can't really see it, but there's tons of weeds that drive me nuts.
You live on a very busy street. There's a lot of talk about that left side of your house.
I know.
But anyway, the slate gray has these gorgeous colors that you don't really find in a round stone. It's very unique. I really think it is. And then the desert brown. Well, why don't you talk about the desert brown?
Well, I did. If you go to our YouTube page, I did a little funky desert brown thing with the 3 and 5 inch
stone. Oh, you did? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's
where,
right.
You know, we've done so many cobble boards.
All right, let's get that up in the Facebook, too. We'll pop that up.
So the desert brown has some yellows and browns.
And golds.
And
golds.
It's beautiful,
in there,
right?
Yeah.
And I have a yellow farmhouse.
Right.
So I took the 3 and 5 inch, and because I have a short front yard, I wanted to give it dimension. So I did this funky S-curve thing in front with the mulch.
It was good.
And I have to say,
it came out pretty
it's
good.
Different.
You didn't overkill it, because sometimes you do.
No,
you overkill things, but
I know.
You didn't. It was very simple.
I stepped back.
Actually, what you did, you said, what would Derek do? And then, and I noticed that, because you would have gone twice as wide. You know you would have. You would have gone twice as wide. You would have done
But
that.
you have to give me some props.
I am.
Instead of doing cobblestone like we've done forever.
You thought differently.
There's a grade transition, a little one.
Right, right.
I really don't need huge retaining, like 5 or 6 inches for a planting bed. But I wanted to give the front dimension, and I thought it would be cool to mimic like a wall cap.
To give you guys a visual, and do you have any photos of that? You have some photos of that.
I did the YouTube thing. It's on
our
YouTube
page. Sorry, you said that.
Dean and Derek.
We'll get that up. What you did was created a small, narrow riverbed.
Yes.
Really, that's what you did. And you've seen this in a lot of designs, and that's decorative mulch.
And
that's
set it in
mortar. Decorative stone mulch. And you set it in mortar. You can do that. You don't have to, but you did that, and that's fine. But, you know, a lot of people will create that riverbed thing, and they make it way too big.
Too much.
Way too big.
Too much.
And it's but here's an awesome thing if you're going to use decorative stone that way in mulch. If you're trying to create a riverbed, have some larger boulders in there if you can. You know, mm-hmm. yours is too small. You would not do that.
No.
But then if you're trying to create something that feels like a dried up riverbed, always bring in a little bit of wood. A little piece of driftwood.
There you go.
Right? Right?
So you make fun of me with
you.
My design.
He just got all excited.
You make fun of me
with that wasn't your design.
I was with a designer today in the showroom, and she's done a lot of big jobs. And I said, you know what my philosophy of design is?
Oh,
it's very simple.
Here
you can take it anywhere.
Yep.
She's like, what is it? I said, wood, metal, and stone. She's like,
Did she have a heart attack?
You know what she was really saying behind her head? You know what? For a guy, I am shocked that you came up with that. Because I said you can transition it to modern, Tuscan, in between, old world, new world. It was funny, though. But you're right. You're absolutely right. Because now what you're doing now, you're doing a mulch bed.
Yes.
You're taking a mulch bed.
Yeah.
And you're using the function of the mulch bed. But you're bringing it to a whole other level with the dry river bed.
Right.
Because you can do that in
well,
certain
Well, if you
places.
Remember, we were working in Colorado.
Yep.
And we were working with the big water feature company.
With Aquascapes.
Yep. We're working with them. And we transformed this backyard with one of these water features down a hill. And one of the things they did.
Can I tell you you're in the wrong state, though?
What?
It was Arizona.
Was it Arizona?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Because I was worried every time I picked up a big stone that I was going to get attacked by
you know
a
what it was Arizona
it was
Arizona. Really dry and
yes.
it was really warm you're
yes.
right you're right and it wasn't thin air where we were gasping for Italians don't live in Colorado
I told you that
I know and you know what the other thing if there's Italians in Colorado they don't jog
no
there's no way
no freaking
no,
way
no way
we're
I don't
focusing
I don't understand how these
getting sucked out of us
I don't understand how the Patriots or any other football team plays in Colorado
that's why
from
our
the
record
Northeast.
In Denver is
not
too
great.
Good
anyway,
right
so but we were in Arizona mm-hmm. and that talented guy that we were with
Ed
oh my gosh Ed from Aquascapes he was so talented
they had a show for a while on TV
oh they did
They did water features. I forget. It was on National Geographic Channel.
Their designs were incredible. And what he did at the top of that waterfall, if you remember, he found an old piece of like a hollowed out stump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he collects driftwood and
yeah.
his truck pulled up and there's all these different things you could pick from. And the waterfall came right through that. And then he, wherever the water would kind of like curl around a bed, there was a little piece of driftwood thrown in
right.
just the way you would find it in nature.
Good point.
Right.
So if you're thinking of using decorative stone around and you want to mimic like a riverbank,
yep.
go to a riverbank.
And check it out.
Because some people will pick, like you mentioned, putting larger stone in there.
Yeah.
Some people will pick a beautiful face of the larger stone or boulder
yep.
and set it perfectly.
No.
Well, in nature, that's not set perfectly.
No.
You want it to look like at one time the water flowed and pushed these stones up against the bank and they're not perfect.
Well, and one of the reasons we're talking about this riverbed design is there's some mulch beds that are very large.
Yes.
And people will go, oh, I got all these plants in there. It's a lot of maintenance for me. What else can I do other than put in the donkey with the little basket? You know what I mean? Or
that's
the
our
gold
neighborhood.
Ball. The gold ball
that's
in
our
the pedestal.
Neighborhood.
You know, or, you know, the Madonna or whatever you want. You know, but they want trying to find ways to make it feel natural and not, you know, kill it with
right.
design.
Right.
That riverbed idea is a great option, and I thought your option it was really simple. I was like, you know, I have to.
Well, you finally give me props.
I did give you props.
Okay,
I
good.
Did.
No, you know the one of the other options too is now depending on your stone and the color stone that you're doing, you can go old world with and this is like next level design stuff. So you can go old world with stone and mulch, right?
Yep.
And incorporating mulch is considered wood. Wood and stone, you can mix them. You can do dark mulch with the riverbed too. You can mix the two products, not together, but in your design to
okay.
where you can transition. Like the front of my house, I have the dark mulch, the brown mulch.
Yep.
And then behind it, up against my house to solve the mold spore problem.
You have stone.
But also the stone, when you incorporate the wood mulch and then do another back area of the decorative stone, it looks awesome.
You know, I forgot. I need to ask you something.
Okay, good.
Can I borrow your power washer?
No.
Why?
Because you, like your brother, you break everything.
I did not.
Your brother, right. Butch, every time right. he uses it, hey, I'm going to borrow your dump truck.
I knew
all
you
of
were...
a sudden, Monday morning, we go in a dump truck, it doesn't start. Right. It's missing
I was,
five
I was. I was listening to you. I really was. But there's a point when you go on after like 20 seconds where I just...
You know what's weird?
It shuts off.
When I was talking about... And I think that's a good design point. The wood mulch
yeah,
and stone.
It is, yeah.
You totally blank like I do.
I did.
You totally... You were like, I just, you're not even here.
I am here.
And you're like thinking about a power washer.
Well, no, because I meant to ask you today and I realized, you know what? After we record, you know, I'm going to forget and I need it soon. So can I borrow
it?
I have to power wash something.
You first tell me what's the biggest mistake people do with power washers.
I've broken two already.
What's the biggest mistake
Scott
people do?
Scott and Jim won't talk to me, my friends.
So what's the biggest mistake people do with power washers?
I don't know.
They start them up or they plug them in if it's electric
I would never do that. I would never do that. Anyway, we'll talk about this later.
Okay.
I'll get the power washer.
So go back to my design thing with wood and stone.
I
want to
go back. Hang on one second because... The wood and all that for the riverbed. I think everybody gets that. That's fine. Oh, that's great. Let's go back to the wood mulch for one second. Let's go back there, okay? Because I think that is the most common product that
everybody
people
has.
Yeah, and what they what people will do is they'll mix the two, like you were just talking about. But then all of a sudden, or they have the bark mulch, you know, the wood bark mulch in whatever color they want, and they just don't think about retaining it. So next thing you know, it starts bleeding out into the driveway.
That's the worst.
Or it bleeds into the garden. Or you need to have something to hold it in. Otherwise, it's going to look like shite.
Especially up against your walkways. You ever see people with walkways where they mound up the mulch?
Yeah.
You get heavy rain.
Down.
All of a sudden, black mulch. Right. Brick can take it.
Yep.
But pavers, if you get certain pavers, lighter colored pavers with that black mulch and it gets wet,
right.
That coloring's getting in. It's not
coming
off. That's a good, you know what? I have to say.
Did you give me credit on that one?
You stepped out for about 20 minutes, but you came back.
Yeah, I'm back.
There
you go.
It was pretty good.
But you know, like cobblestone borders or even, you can even use small rounds. Even some of the stone used for riverbed, but that could be a little border. We have curbing products. I mean, you can do some type of edging that you can buy at a...
We can be all over the place with this show. Because you know what? When you first thought about it, when we had a little pre-production meeting on this thing...
You said you didn't want to talk about
this. I'm like, freaking mulch?
Yeah, well, there's so much.
Really?
We haven't even gotten to the third category yet.
There's three and four.
Well, okay, right, exactly.
Okay, so now mulch is part of design. The wood mulches can go with any design. Stone can almost go with any design too.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Now when you get into the glass.
Right. Well, I don't know if a lot of people understand that glass is even an option.
Glass is an option.
Yeah.
Recycled glass.
It is recycled, and it's not sharp.
No, listen, if you have an extra 400 beer bottles at your house, don't go out, dump them in front of the house and start breaking them up with a sledgehammer. Unless you don't like the neighborhood kids, and then I understand that.
So if you, folks, if you look up glass mulch, the visuals that you're going
to
get.
To die.
And you don't wear foundation.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Here's my Italian thing with this, though, because I was thinking about this. I don't have the right house to do it because I have a farmhouse.
Yes.
But you know, with all the cool LED strip lighting now?
Yeah.
If you did decorative glass mulch and then you laid the LED strip lighting underneath it and then put that on top. I am telling you, if you had the right house, like a gingerbread house, people will be driving by. It's like, honey, did you see that freaking house?
That is
He's got lights under the mulch. What the hell? Is it Christmas? What? That's got to be an Italian.
That's tacky.
That's an Italian.
That is so tacky.
Think about it, Derek.
I have thought about it, and I don't like
and
it.
And you have the lights.
No.
Or like going up your walkway.
No, I'm
You
sorry.
Have the lights with the deck.
I want someone out there to try that and send us a video and a photo of that. Try
somebody
that.
Out there saying, you know what? That theme comes across as not too bright, but I like that. Honey! Look up LDE strip lighting.
LDE.
We're going to put it under the glass mulch beds.
George, we're not doing that. I'm listening to Derek.
The Italians are taking over the world.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like
but
they're
go going
to do
with
that strip lighting and then they go for a jog.
Get
in,
serious with
in,
it, though.
In,
go
in
ahead.
Colorado.
But you know what we did, though? Remember, we did on one of our shows, we did an outdoor shower with tumbled decorative glass.
Yes.
That under, we epoxied it.
We epoxied it.
And we put.
Yes.
We did put the lights underneath. And you know what, yes, though? For an outdoor shower.
That was,
if it's
cool.
Dark out, that's,
I mean,
cool.
That's cool for an outdoor shower or
a
feature.
If you were in the desert.
But not in your front yard. I mean, it feels like Christmas or something. It's a little
odd. It's making
a
statement.
Yeah. There's
you know what?
Yeah.
It's bringing the gold ball from the neighborhood to a
whole
different level. Hey,
right.
I made it. I got decorative lit mulch beds.
All right, listen. Glass mulch is absolutely an option. And you're going to find it more in the West. You're going to find
Southwest,
it. Southwest, West. You know, you'll
and
find
it. And it's great because it's recycled glass.
It is. It is. I
and
mean,
they
it
is. Tumble it smooth.
Yes, and it's beautiful. I mean, it really is. I mean, there's some in Vegas that with some of that architecture
is
unbelievable. It isn't cheap.
No.
It isn't cheap. And it comes in bags. It's not like you're going to get a dump truck of this stuff.
No.
You know, you have to be very selective in how you use it. And
unless
when you
have funny money.
Well, and maybe you do have funny money, but still, you're going to have pallets and pallets of bags. You know, it's like you have to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your designer or whoever's working on your property. But see, I love the accent of glass mulch in urban settings because you can use it in the pots. You can eat. Some people have even put just like a pot out with just some mainly glass mulch and like a small succulent growing out of it or something because it makes a statement.
So you're incorporating different products with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's more, I find it easier to design with it and work with it in a smaller scale. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because there's so much more you can do with it. Like one of the best designs I saw, and it was very colorful, was that there were probably 5 different colors of glass not mixed together.
Right.
And it wouldn't have worked in a lot of homes, but in this one, it worked perfectly. Because it was like you just saw all these, maybe it was a glass mulch person showing off their house's products. But you know, it blew me away. I was like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. I used a little bit of it off my brick patio.
So I have from one of the shows we did, you know, the big glass chunks.
So that's another thing too.
I put that in my mulch bed. It looks awesome.
Most glass mulch options, any company that provides it will also provide chunks of the same decorative glass
right,
that
they're
they
have. They're pointier.
They
sharp.
Are. You got to be, you know, and you can tumble them down or sand them down
right.
if you want. But we've put them as decorative elements
awesome.
Within planting beds as well because when the light hits, it's just different.
See, there you go with the light.
I'm talking natural light.
What about nighttime light?
Well, you can have like some outdoor lighting or something, but not an LED strip under the.
There's somebody who's agreeing with me out there. There's somebody who's saying,
I
what
see
is
it in the
Derek
shower.
Talking about?
I see it in the shower, not your front yard. Sorry. That's right.
I think it would be kind of cool.
It depends.
In the right house.
Yeah.
The right house.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of neighbors, but the right house, I think it would be good. But there are a lot of options in that decorative
but
mulch like
that. We have to
like
talk about, and this is a common sense thing, but we have to talk about common sense. Because that is something that you lack sometimes. And that's all right.
All right, fine.
It's okay.
Fine.
Take your
you
hit.
You know what? Someone email us at contactus@DeanandDerek and tell me that you agree with me.
On the LED.
In the right, I wouldn't do it.
Why are you still harping
on
this?
Because I think on certain designs.
Why don't we do this?
Very modern.
Why don't we do this?
Very modern, cool.
Let's do this.
Clean.
I agree with you.
Okay.
There we are. Let's
fine.
Move on. So the one thing about stone mulch, glass mulch, is you will not get that moisture to help your plants.
Right. But if you're in the desert, you don't give a crap about
true.
Moisture because
well,
there's no moisture.
Well, true. But then, you know, the cactuses and all these other very... By the way, when you see those cactuses, and when we saw them in Vegas, some of them worth
$25,000.
I mean, there's...
They're protected.
They are protected. But the rainfall out there, they need water at some point. It's just that... And also, I don't think the mulches we have out here work out there.
No. Are you kidding?
You'll see more of the stone.
110 degrees or
right,
whatever.
In the
right.
grass. But you have to be careful because if you do have issues with plants that need moisture and you do stone and glass, you got to make sure that you
right.
get enough moisture in there.
So the last category is recycled rubber. Rubber tires.
Yeah. You know, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean,
right
it's.
It.
I'm not a big fan for my style.
Right.
But I've seen some of it that looks pretty cool, and the good news is it lasts a long time. The color will probably fade. I don't have a lot of experience with that over like 4 years, 3 years in a sunny area, what happens to it.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, the the one thing that I want to say too about that rubber is when you're not on top of it, you don't even know it's rubber.
No, you're right.
You don't.
You're right.
You don't. And because it looks very clean. You know, it does look
very
clean.
And once again, I'm a huge fan of taking products that would go into a landfill or whatever and turning them into something that, that offers a lot of function and helps the environment.
Yeah.
Can we all agree that you don't have to be on one side or the other, that if we can take products that would go into a landfill or whatever, that we can recycle them?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's great.
All right, see? I've solved the world's problems right there.
Another one.
I'm going to go work for the UN.
I think we should call you Thor. We should recast the films. Thor.
The thing I would like to encourage, though, for us now, because...
By the way, before we get to the end of this, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I feel like we're at Sunday dinner with Nani and Papa. It's like, pass the meatballs, and they ask you a question, and they move on.
Someone bites your hand.
I know. I just wanted to say, listen, if you have any questions about mulch or you have any comments, get us at contactus@deanandderek.com and also Facebook, Dean and Derek. We'll have visuals up there for you on
but
that.
But what go I was ahead. Also going to say is I want to encourage some of you that have some cool designs with some of the decorative mulches and stuff you've done at your home.
Yeah.
Send us some pictures. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And we can post it up on Facebook or whatever.
I absolutely agree.
You know what I mean? I think there are some things we probably haven't even thought about that people are doing.
People are always inventing new things.
But I'm going to be honest with you. If you send me something that looks totally stupid and disgusting, I'm going to... If I say, wow, good for you, that means it's decrepit. I think we can be honest.
You have to
remember
use
with
our
the show. We got all these people. Hey, I saw your show, and I veneered the front of my house. And my response would always be, "Wow, good for you."
No, you and I came up with a better line. A better line. Look what you did. That's it. If you get that from us, we're not too happy. But we won't do that. All right, listen. We're done with mulch for today. Mulch is a fantastic product. It solves a lot of problems. It beautifies the area. And if you have any questions, you know where to get us, all right? We're good?
We're out.
We're out. We'll see you next time.